With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes and or wherever you listen to podcasts, those five stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court. But how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you, it's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast. If four slips to the basket, then you, as long as three can shoot in that corner, that's a tough.
And three's a shooter, because then a lot of defenses, they help same side. That's, and so that's a natural pitch out to that side.
This is a lot of action.
I know it, but it was funny because I sent Terrell, my assistant coach, this, and he's like, man, that is a lot. You think our girls, and they picked it up within 6 minutes. But now my question is going to be, they picked it up with no defense. Are they going to be able to make the reads when we throw defense on there? So
when did you do that? Yesterday?
The last 2 days. Yeah. So okay. We're in our June contact period. So we've been training for,
and how long do you have that contact period?
Until the end of June.
Okay. So I wouldn't do it the next time you meet. We're going to test how good they are, because yeah, you'll be able to tell. Don't do anything with it. Don't even do it. Then come back, give them about a 2 minute refresher, and then put the defense in. If that clicks, then they got it. If that doesn't click, they kind of had it, but they really don't. What I like about this is you won't, I mean, this does a lot of things.
Yeah.
So it's like, you might not need seven quick hit. If you get the problem is there's a lot of nuances to this that you could spend a month on the nuances. Like, what happens when this happens? What happens? All right, let's go work on that. So that's where I think you got to break. I like it, because I think I'm looking at, you know, it's got the handoff, it's got the screen, it's got the high low, it's got the three kick, it's got the cut behind, it's got the double screen. I mean, it's got a lot of actions that you want to be able to do.
Right.
But then I'm assuming different kids in different spots.
Yes. And that's what I try to identify. Like, okay, I know she can shoot and drive. My point guard can do it all. the five, I don't want her hand on the ball a lot. You know, right. She needs to screen, which is what she's doing in there. And four, you know, it puts her in a position where she's screening, diving is a good finisher around the basket.
So I shared my screen so you could see this. So I like that initial action here. And then this is the ball screen, right? Five's ball screening. Okay. So everyone's got a movement. And then we come into, after that one, we come into the handoff. And then one cuts. How does one go from here to here?
So she's got the handoff and then dribble driving in with two filling behind. So off
one is driving in off this
handoff. And then five coming to set this ball screen action as well. So
when one gets the ball here, they've had to pick up at that point.
Correct. So at this point, let's say everything's broken down and five didn't, you know, get a screen or they've switched and she couldn't make it to the basket. She's now got three options, four slip into the basket, natural pitch for three, or the safety valve two, who's also coming off that double screen off the top. And then from that point, I'm going, all right, now we're in a position of our basic read and react.
I like that. I was just going to say five should on this one definitely pop high as the other release. Cause then you basically have north, south, east, and west from one.
Right.
So one should know that. And then I like that double screen. I like the way this ends because I'm not sure. I mean, four has to be ready on this.
Yes.
Because that's where the help's coming from.
Yep.
Is four's defender is obviously going to work about one, but after that's over. So four's person is going to stop two. That's where they might, I don't think it's a slip. I think it's probably in here.
Yeah.
You know, because three's person can't, if three can shoot,
yep,
that lane is going to be there. I like that.
And then we even talked about yesterday that last action with the two driving three, if their girl is not helping off coming up for even a dribble handoff action, if two can't get all the way to the basket, because then two being a shooter as well with the handoff pops right back outside for another pitch opportunity. So,
Would spend at least a week. I mean, I wouldn't feel like you have to put anything else in. I don't know if you were thinking you did. That has a lot of movements.
That was one of those, you know, as a high school coach, when we're planning for the seasons, going, what can I put in place for that first couple of week games, especially that, you know, in that first half of the season where I've got a lot of options that if I needed to call a timeout and say, I want to run it all the way to this option within a base and not have to worry about putting in four or five different quick hitting.
Who do you want of these numbers? Who do you want to have the ball?
One in three with two being a shooter and having the ability to go score as well. So one, two, and three are my primary.
They're the ones with the ball for the most part. Yeah. Okay. Cause that's something I always talk to coaches about too. It's like, it's a great play, but your third best player is the one you're like, that doesn't do any good. You know, so I want my best players to have the ball. Yeah.
Right. Well, then I put my defensive hat on as a coach going, all right, how would I stop this? Well, as a defensive coach, I'm always focused. What's their first action in their offensive sets or their offense? You stop that action, then everything else is irrelevant. So in this type of set, it's that initial pass to the three. So then I break it down into the read and react principles going, fine, just dribble three out. Yeah. And then send her out the backside coming off of that screen. And one now comes off of the ball screen action. So
I like that. I like that a lot. I think that what I like about it is it gives you a lot of different actions. That's what I like about it. So are you doing the same thing with out of bounds plays?
I haven't even touched out of bounds plays yet for the next season, quite honestly. I mean, we ran –
Could you run this out of a side out? The one you just sent, could you run it out of a side? I don't know if you could.
I think you might be, you know, I didn't even think about it that way, but you could probably run it out of a box with down screens for like the five down screening for the one coming across.
If three got the ball, that'd be interesting. Every quick hitter, I always think about press breaks. We're out of bounds plays. I always think about press breaks. Any good out of bounds play can also be used as a press break going the other way rather than scoring. So right. I always think about that. But think about some of these actions. If you can, when you're doing your out of bounds plays, if you can think about some of these actions and correlate it into an out of bounds play, first of all, they're A and B for the team scouting you, and there's totally different things.
Right.
But it will help your girls remember it better. Like, hey, remember, this is in Chicago, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I mean, you know, it makes their memory, muscle memory, a little bit better for that, I think.
Nice. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I mean, it's because, again, I'm going my personnel for next year. I've got three girls that can really shoot from the outside. Actually my point guard just committed to Wittenberg University, yesterday. So
where's that? Where's that?
Springfield, Ohio. It's, NCAA Division III. So, she's tough as nails. She can handle the ball.
Where are you located?
Monroe, Ohio.
Okay. So give me an idea. My sister-in-law lives in Columbus.
Okay. So about hour 20 minutes south of Columbus. So, So I'm halfway between Cincinnati and Dayton, like smack dab halfway.
Nice.
You know, it's down here. We just went, this last year was our second year Division I, which is the highest, largest division in the state. We're the third smallest Division I school in the state, numbers wise. We actually made a run to the first year we got bounced, first round of the tournament. My first year as head coach, 12-11 was our finishing record. So last year we finished 14-7, missed four games due to COVID protocols, but then made a run to our regional semifinal game. Okay. So
here's a question I've always asked people. You don't list them, but who are you know who the best teams are in your area?
Yep.
How do you beat them?
There's a lot of talent down here in Southwest Ohio.
And I hear you. There's always a way. Always a way. So is it with pace my squad, play?
With my squad, it would have to be, we're not going to pick them up in the full court.
Okay.
Because they got incredible ball handlers, incredible speed. Okay. They've got height as well, which we don't have.
Reason I asked this question is the objective is to beat the best team.
Right.
Okay. So, because if you can beat the best team, you can beat the average teams.
Right.
So I like the full court stuff. What I'm saying to you is and I'll let you finish in a second, but work on the stuff that's going to beat them. So I'm not saying don't work on your full court stuff, because you can probably work on that 5% of the time in your practices over the year, and it's going to take care of the middle teams.
Right.
So you're going to have to work, it sounds like, on your half court defense.
Well,
to beat that team.
I mean, yeah.
Changing defenses.
We're going to have to work a lot on changing defenses to throw off rhythm. I think we're going to have to work a lot more on zone. Like I'm a big man to man, like get after it in the half court. This was the first year I threw zones in to mix it up.
And it messed them up, didn't it? It messed them up, didn't it?
It did. And so now I've become to love going, you know what? This has got to be going forward how we do it. And we may have to go a little bit more towards the zone.
You can do matchup, which is my best team in the last 5 years played a matchup. And it was basically we were in man, but it looked like a zone. It was basically man. So
no, I've looked at even.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Please go over and check our website, teachhoops.com, for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. It's got office hours. It's got one-on-one calls. It's got handouts. It's got practice plans. It's got how to do it's got a roadmap for you. That's what you need, a roadmap. So go over and check that out. again, it helps us keep the lights on. It helps us keep this train a chugging. Subscribe and like. We would love that. If you love these podcasts, especially on Apple and Spotify, if you leave us a 5-star review, we would really appreciate that. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
You know, because last year was 2-3, you know, and taught it a little bit different of no shot, no corner, running teams off the 3-point line and rotating.
How do they beat you? Do they hit threes or they get to the rim?
They, in our tournament game that we got knocked out, they beat us by getting the ball in the middle. They had a beast that just took our girls with and getting
off. So maybe a little 3-2. Because, again, I'm trying to figure out how to beat them. And then as the ball goes down toward the baseline, so you put a big, not necessarily your five, you put your long, lanky girl on top. And as the ball goes down, she's basically running the middle of the zone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that can take care of the middle problem. And basically any zone below the free throw line is a 2-3 anyway.
Yep.
So
I've even thought about doing the 1-2-2, you know, just for to try to get maybe an initial trap out of it in the half court if it presents itself. And then, like you just said, then rolling back into the 2-3.
Right. And here's what you do with a team like that. You trap them once and then you're out.
Yes.
It's like one. You have a call. Call it red or something. Red. And you trap them once. And as soon as they get it out, you're in. You're done. And it's like it's just enough. Like if you watch enough games, it's all about rhythm. And teams like that that are really good, when you mess up their rhythm, they don't like it.
Especially if that point guard is, or that next girl who that first action is either their shooter or they rely on their point guard to make the plays for them on a dribble drive, trapping that girl just to get the ball out of her hands. And then falling back into it just to disrupt their set that they're trying to run against the zone is something that I think we're probably going to try.
So what I'm telling you is all season, that's what you should be working on.
Okay.
And then can you score against them?
And that's looking at, and that's why I mentioned my next step is trying. I've got to come up with zone offenses because we're going to get zoned a lot.
From them.
Yes.
You have a shot clock?
No, we don't in Ohio. This is the, and that's one of the reasons is that a lot of teams play the zone. Now they just with the recent NFHS saying adopt a shot clock. Now there's been a lot of talk this year. Is Ohio going to go to it? So
my prediction is not anytime in the next year or two because of money.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
It's going to be money. So you need to spend time on what a good shot. Oops. Sorry, Siri. You need to know what you need to explain to your girls what a good shot. Like if they're going to zone you and they're better than you, then you should be able to beat them.
Yeah.
Because you should be able to get the perfect shot.
Right. Yeah.
We'll take 45 seconds off. If there's no shot clock and you're zoning me.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to get one of those three little girls that can shoot the three a shot.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Like, okay, zone me. I'm just going to keep moving it until one of them gets open.
And looking at, so last year, looking at, because teams, we've been running read and react at our youth for years. So if you man us, you know, typically our sets of, we've had really good stuff the last 2 years. And our girls, once we get that ball moved around, they're hard to guard because they're athletic.
Right.
So we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. You know, especially the year before, this year it increased a little bit because we spent a lot of time getting shots up. I think we're going to shoot the ball even better because we're spending so much time in the offseason getting shots up because of necessity. So the thing looking back on film now is we had girls that tried to dribble through the zones and that's a killer.
Yes.
And it just.
So here's what you do. You make a rule when they zone us. If you dribble when you catch the ball, you're coming out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you dribble. I mean, you can dribble at some point, possibly.
Right.
My guess is they catch it and then they attack right away.
Immediately. Yeah. And they're not even
the rule is, and I was literally yelling at my guys the other day. I said, where do you look when you catch the ball? And they're looking at me like, I said, every time you catch, you should be a threat. You should grab the ball and you should look at the rim. We call it peeking. We should peek at the rim. And they look at me like, what are you? And again, I'm literally teaching my guys because I haven't taught them in 2 years, like 15 months. I said, catch it and peek.
Yep.
And they go, what do you mean? I go, look at the rim. Yes. Why am I looking at the rim? Because first of all, you should hopefully want to shoot.
Right.
The second thing is, why are you, as soon as you dribble, you're easier to defend. Because if I get you to pick the dribble up, you're done.
And where do half of the kids, when they put the ball on the floor, their head goes immediately to the ground.
Right. And I said, the third thing is, we're running a read and react type offense. If I catch it and peek, guess what might happen? I might see my teammates cutting.
Right.
So I am going to see the openings.
Yep.
It's like, you guys are like, and then I'll, of course I'll do like an analogy. Like you, if you walk down the hallway with your head down, you're not going to see the cute girl you want to ask out. And they all laugh. It's like, it's true though. It's like, have your head up, see the world, like get out of your phone.
I talk about the same thing. I refer to, you got to catch and check every time, catch and check that rim. And
And it's like, but you got to basically say, if you drop when they're zone, especially when they're zoning, if you put the ball, you cannot, you're done. Like,
Now the only time I've talked to them going, if you're going to dribble, it's got to be attacking either the elbows, the gap, drawing to, and your intention needs to be pitch. Your thought process should be, I'm going to dribble to go score. I'm going to dribble to set my team up for a shot.
Right.
But that mindset hasn't flipped yet. It is pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball. And so, you know, and that's where a lot of turnovers are.
Well, and then you also have to say, we want to beat team X. Here's how you literally talk about this all season. We do this by not doing this.
Yes.
Like, be honest with them. It's like, if we do this, are we going to beat 2/3 of the teams? Yep. We're not going to beat the teams we really want to beat.
Right.
So that's why we're doing this. Catch, check, or peek, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I'm better than you, I'm at you. I'm not zoning you. I'm manning you. I'm going to try to turn you over.
And a lot of the teams, I mean, one of the other teams that comes to mind is they'll run and jump. I mean, and I would love to be able to do it as a coach. I'm like, I just full court man to man, that, you know, that player turns their head, we're going right now, and everyone's rotating and it's a trap. You know, if you do the cardinal sin and dribble that ball up into the corner, right past the half court, they're coming to trap right now. You know, so we're going to be facing a lot of traps. There's one team in particular in our league that will jump the ball screen and trap as soon as the ball screen occurs. Because a lot of it, let's face it, a lot of teams who you have screening the ball, it's your big. So the bigs aren't going to come back and make themselves available.
First of all, they can't, most kids, I mean, kids can't make that pass on the slip either, to be honest with you, the basket.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do on screens defensively?
I ice them.
I switch everything.
Really? Okay.
I do.
I hate switching it because the role, I mean, if they're taught well, that role is, unless you've got.
But how many times, go back and watch your film. How many times is that role pass made? How many times are you scored on that role pass?
Us being scored on? Not a lot. Not a lot. Yeah.
Because they can't make the pass. They might be open.
Right.
They can't make the pass.
But see, I love running the ball screen. I run a full, like the
four. Our standard rule is switch. Like you're switching every ball screen.
Yeah.
Nothing. We're not even talking about it. Now, will we double it? Will we ice it? Well, those are our calls.
Yeah.
I just don't want any confusion about, what are we doing on this ball screen? I don't want any confusion about it.
See, I worry about defensively. It goes back to that 5'11 girl, right? We were talking about who can she guard. If I switch that,
and you might
if you pick it apart, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
okay, so she's on a guard. What's that guard gonna do? Go around her?
Yeah, because she's gonna reach. She has a tendency to reach the ball.
So that might be a problem for you, because people go, well, you're gonna get a mismatch. I go, again, coach 30 years of high school basketball. You know how many guards have posted up a big, or a big have posted up a guard successfully in my 30 years of coaching?
Right.
Like one. Like great. The big is going to have the 5'11 guard on him. They're going to dislike that more than the other big guard in them.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to handle it.
Right.
That's not my worry. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've never seen it happen. And if it does, then I'll adjust. But I've never seen it. So, but that's a bigger issue if you don't want her in foul trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I worry more about her getting beat off the dribble and attacking the rim, and then they're at the line.
Is it just her?
Yeah, if we go small package, like a bunch of guards on the floor, then I don't have a problem switching at that point. You know what I mean? It's the personnel package that we got on the floor, but I don't want to teach two different concepts of this group, we switch. If this group, we not, because it's...
Yeah, no, that's why I switch everything. So I 100% agree. That's why I switch everything, because I want one package. Like, here's our package. This is what we're doing. So I don't have to spend 20 minutes of practice every day talking, here's how we're going to deal with this screen. Here's how we're going to deal with, no, we're going to just do this.
Yep.
Get good at it. And then we'll worry about, like, cause I like doubling it too. Like, I like coming at you. Cause again, the slip that if I double the ball screen, you might be wide open as the grand, you might be as open as the Grand Canyon, but you can't, like, if I'm doubling you, you ain't going to see it anyway.
Right. And I'm finding, especially in the girls' side of the game, that's true. I mean, I see very few cross-court passes being made up over a top of a trap. So, and that's this last year was the first year we iced it, had some success because it keeps that ball on the same side of the floor. And as long as my tag girl is over there, they're not going to get beat in the middle. And this next year, I was kind of planning ahead because I knew we were going to lose height and athleticism. So teaching the ice, that also allows us to then double that screen as well. So, but no, I mean, like I said, looking at it, I'm going, well, I know we've got to be able to create outside shots for my shooters. And that was, again, going back to my original going, well, do we go dribble drive? Do we stay read and react? Do we modify it a little bit?
Well, I don't think you want to go to a structured offense, and I don't think you want to complicate it more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just think you add that tweak into it, and I think you'd be fine.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhoops.com, go over, join, 14-day free trial, and then stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right. Maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.